Next up, we have a David and Goliath tale. In the role of David, there's a guy named Rob. And playing Goliath, Major League Baseball and the largest technology company on the East Coast. Here's Only a Game's Karen Given.
Rob Friedman is a lawyer living in Atlanta, Georgia. He's also known as the pitching ninja.
Only on Twitter. That'd be awkward at home.
Well, pitching ninja isn't one of the 27 people Yahoo sports writer Jeff Passan follows from his official Twitter account.
I do have a burner account, however, from which I follow him. Let's put it this way. I'm very familiar with his work, as is more or less anybody in the baseball Twitter subculture.
Rob's work began long before he came to Twitter. He's been coaching since his son was six. That same son will soon head off to pitch for Georgia Tech. Rob taught himself everything he could about the game, especially the mechanics of pitching. He even built a pitching facility in his basement. He invites people over to learn.
Yeah, I have a huge basement, by the way. I say this, it's not, I mean, it's legitimate. I have a 75-foot long, 40-foot wide basement, so it's not like this little cramped space.
Rob shares what he's learned out of his love for the game. He's never gotten paid for it.
I'm strange that way, I guess. I mean, money kind of ruins it sometimes.
But about 4 years ago, Rob found that teaching people in his basement just wasn't enough anymore.
There's only so many people you can fit in your basement at a time.
My wife might kill me.
So Rob, a.k.a. the pitching ninja, took to Twitter.
It started mostly with tips.
Rob tried to break it down in 140 characters, but he's always been a visual learner. So he started grabbing small snippets of MLB games from the internet. Just individual pitches, slowing them down, laying them on top of one another, and uploading them as looping videos called GIFs or GIFs for people who pronounce it wrong.
And when you look at a GIF that the pitching ninja puts up there, it's going to be a baseball moving, unlike physics tell you it should.
That's Jeff Passan again.
It's just watching something and saying to yourself, oh my God, how does a baseball do that? And how does a pitcher make a baseball do that?
Sometimes it's just an individual pitcher's mechanics, kind of how their body works. Other times it's just nasty pitches, stuff that I've seen. And I go, like, holy cow, that's ridiculous. And maybe it helps people understand how good pitchers are.
As it turns out, there was a lot of interest in what Pitching Ninja was doing, in part because Rob started highlighting nasty pitches as pitches started getting nastier.
Fastballs are faster than they've ever been before, and breaking balls move more than they've ever moved before, and the quality of pitching is better than it has ever been.
By April 2018, Rob had 45,000 followers. And it wasn't just high school coaches and aspiring major leaguers who were following Pitching Ninja. Rob was getting comments from actual major league pitchers.
They will contact me and say, did you see that? Or can you overlay it with another pitch that I threw so I can see how that moved? Yeah, it's a little surreal sometimes.
Rob says he spends 4 to 5 hours a day watching multiple games at a time, following up on leads sent to him by his followers and creating his GIFs. But as a lawyer, Rob knew that taking video from MLB broadcasts was in a gray area, legally speaking. And it was a gray area that, from the beginning of the internet, Major League Baseball has been defending and claiming as its own. Jeff Passan says it's the opposite of what the NBA has done.
The NBA said, we are going to let you share everything because we feel like you as the fan, someone who wants to consume our product, can be our greatest evangelist. Major League Baseball, however, they had said, our product is the most important thing to us. And we want to be the ones to control it. We don't want to let it out there unfettered.
In a lot of ways, Jeff says, Major League Baseball has more to lose than the NBA. It started nearly two decades ago when the league invested in an in-house media organization called MLB Advanced Media.
Well, streaming video came along. And so they built this huge infrastructure in New York off of an original $90 million investment from the clubs that has turned into this absolute windfall for teams that reaped $50 million each last year alone.
People in the industry call MLB Advanced Media by a shorter name, BAM.
The estimates on BAM's value range from $3 billion to $5 billion.
So the worry is, if Major League Baseball allows fans to share its streaming video willy-nilly all over the internet, streaming video might become less valuable, which might make BAM less valuable. But there's another thing to consider. Major League Baseball's most important brand, the game of baseball, it's losing ground, especially with a younger audience. The same audience that might watch GIFs on Twitter and then be inspired to actually tune in to a three-hour game. Did you ever for a moment think you were doing anything that harmed baseball?
Oh, I would never do anything. That I could say with 100% certainty, I only wanted to help it.
Really, it's such a benign thing. For a sport that struggles to connect with youth, it was baseball shooting itself in the foot.
The kerfuffle began in mid-April when Kevin Clancy, a podcaster for the website Barstool Sports, retweeted one of Pitching Ninja's GIFs. The first time, Clancy retweeted it in a way that made it clear that Rob had created it. The second time, he just sent it out.
We all know Major League Baseball owns it, but I actually slowed down the video to show how the ball was moving. So I kind of called him on and said, hey, man, nobody takes somebody else's stuff and then puts it out as if it's their own.
With the honor of one of their own called into question, Barstool fans did what Barstool fans do. They blew up the internet. And then they reported Pitching Ninja to Major League Baseball. Jeff Passan says the league definitely already knew about Rob's account. But now they had to address the issue publicly. Rob went to bed that night knowing that it all might come to a head.
So I wake up in the middle of the night, and I checked my phone, and it was blowing up. I was getting contacted by a ton of folks.
At the request of Major League Baseball, the Pitching Ninja account had been suspended by Twitter. Rob couldn't tweet, but he could see what people were tweeting about him.
Major League pitchers, they were upset. I had front office guys for Major League Baseball teams tweeting out like, hey, what's going on with Pitching Ninja's account? And I felt like George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life. You see how the world was like when you're not there?
Maybe it was that thought that led Rob to do what he did next. He went back to sleep. And when he woke up the next morning...
My wife, because she didn't know that I knew, so she's like, how are you doing? I mean, you know your Twitter's down. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. It'll work out.
And here's the crazy thing. Rob was right. It did work out.
The uproar and the outcry, I think, made baseball rethink its position. And ultimately, if the upshot from this whole kerfuffle is that we get to see cool breaking balls with crazy adjectives attached to them, everyone's better for it.
Rob worked out a deal. He now creates his GIFs as an independent contractor for Major League Baseball. Since April, Pitching Ninja has picked up 25,000 new Twitter followers. He's even worked things out with Kevin Clancy at Barstool Sports.
He ended up doing me a favor in this. I mean, it ended up making everything above board and now can help even more people.
So the whole thing, the Twitter war, the suspension, the negotiations with Major League Baseball, they all turned out to be much ado about nothing. Except the whole thing might just change the way Major League Baseball sees its product and where it belongs on the internet.
I hope so. I hope that there are wholesale changes and that MLB looks at its product as something that's for the people. I think it's a win for sports fans, and I think it's a win for baseball in the long run. And certainly a win for Rob because he gets to do what he enjoys doing.
And there's one more thing Rob Friedman has gotten out of this deal. You said you're an independent contractor for Major League Baseball. Does that mean they pay you?
It may. Probably not at luxury to say, but they definitely have worked stuff out that has been more than fair.
That story was from Only a Game's Karen Given. You can follow Rob Friedman on Twitter at Pitching Ninja. Jeff Passan at Jeff Passan is also the host of Yahoo Sports MLB podcast.